Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris. I'm Bob Massa, and today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports. And we're going to start with an article that is called Cable versus Streaming. Watch Everything for Less. How to Beat High Prices by Putting Together Your Own Package of TV Entertainment. This being written by James K. Wilcox. Millions of Americans have cut the cord on cable, roughly 5 million households in 2023 alone, mostly because the prices were just too high. Many are signing up instead for live TV streaming services like YouTube TV and Hulu Plus Live TV, which offer loads of the same channels, often for less money. But will you pay less if you stream all your news programs and other favorite TV shows? It's possible you won't save at all. That's because prices for many streaming services have been rising rapidly to reproduce what a typical cable TV contract provides. You could easily spend $80 or more a month on a live TV streaming service. So how to decide whether to stick with your cable provider or switch to one of these streaming services? And what if you also want to watch movies and a TV series from familiar on-demand streaming services like Netflix? Can you save money on these? To get the best possible deals with the fewest hassles, read on. First one is to know your options. Chances are you want to watch live programming like you do with cable, so they can tune in over breakfast or in the evening to get the news on the network, such as ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and Fox. There are three basic ways to get those channels. One, traditional channel, traditional cable or satellite TV, a cable replacement streaming service, such as Hulu Plus Live TV or YouTube TV, and indoor antenna, a great option if your home gets good reception, which is more likely if you live near a large city. Most of us want other kinds of programming as well. About half of American households use four or more streaming services, according to a nationally representative Consumer Reports survey of 2,097 U.S. adults conducted in February of 2023. No matter what, you will still need an internet connection with a provider such as Comcast / Infinity or Verizon to get online for all kinds of purposes, including streaming. If you get your cable TV and internet from the same company, like many of us do, you can cancel just the TV part of your package if you decide to switch to a cable replacement streaming service. Streaming may cost less. Many people can save by replacing cable TV with a streaming service that includes broadcasts from networks like NBC, CNN, and HGTV. This chart's projected monthly savings for a household in Connecticut that switches from a Spectrum cable TV plan to YouTube TV. Cable prices vary by location, and so do the networks available from services like YouTube TV. Both scenarios include Max and Netflix subscriptions. So let's take a look at we're going to compare cable versus streaming all the way down the line here. So let's talk about internet. In that case, internet and cable, $84.99. Streaming, $84.99. Wi-Fi service, $7 in both cases. Spectrum TV Select, $89.99 on cable and $77.62 on streaming. And then we have here for cable a broadcast TV surcharge. No charge for streaming. Equipment charge, $25, no charge on streaming, and taxes and other fees, $18.14, and no charge on streaming, and Max, ad-free with sales tax, $17.01, same thing on streaming, same price, and Netflix, premium with sales tax, $24.45, on both cable and streaming. So, if you did what we just mentioned for all the various things, the total for cable was $292.33. And if you went streaming, it would be $211.07, or roughly a $81 savings. Next one is check your bill. Let's assume that you currently have a cable TV plan. To see how you could save money, start by looking at the recent billing statement, then compare your options. You'll probably notice surprising fees with labels like TV, broadcast, or regional sports, which can add $20 or more to your monthly cable bill. Consulting your current bill can help you see whether you save money by canceling cable and switching to a cable replacement streaming service with live TV channels. And see a list of these services that we have at the right side, and we'll talk about that in a minute. When you look at your statement, note that what tier of service you're paying for. Cable packages vary depending on where you live, but for example, the least expensive choice from Optum in Nyack, New York, is a $40 basic TV plan with about 50 channels. The bill can jump to $135 a month for the company's top-tier premier TV plan with about 420 channels, including premium networks such as Stars, and that's before taxes and add-on fees such as equipment rentals. If the extra channels in your cable provider's higher-tier price aren't all that appealing to you, you may want to switch to a cheaper plan. Know exactly what you're getting from your cable company and you're acquainted yourself with the other packages it offers, you're ready to do some comparison shopping. First, check other companies if you're lucky enough to have a choice of providers, either another cable company or a satellite TV service such as DirecTV or Dish. See whether a competitor can offer a better deal. Often, new subscribers can get a lower rate or a better channel selection than a current customer can. Just make sure to ask about the terms of any promotional rate that you are offered. For instance, if you need to sign up for a 2-year contract, will the rates go up during the second year? Will you be hit with a cancellation fee if you want to drop the service early? Next, compare the cost and channel lineup of your plan against cable replacement streaming services such as Hulu Plus Live or YouTube. You can provide all or most of the channels you want. The local channel lineup for these services varies somewhat by region, so you'll need to enter your zip code on each website to see what's available. When you compare the prices, what you see advertised really is what you pay, and no cable TV style oddball fees will be added to the monthly bill, though there may be a sales tax where you live. You might get some extra content, too. For instance, if you choose Hulu Plus Live TV, you'll also get Hulu originals such as The Handmaid's Tale, plus thousands of other shows and movies in Hulu's online demand streaming library. Finally, see whether you can get local channels with an indoor antenna. These can be unobtrusive and cost under $40. And more than 20 million people in the U.S. now use antennas, though you need to live somewhere with good reception. With an antenna, the picture quality might be even better than what local cable provides, and you'll get extra channels with programs such as an older TV shows or public channels that may not be available on cable or anywhere else. And just check the return policy before you buy in case you don't get good reception. So before moving on, though, let's take a look at the best live TV streaming services. You have several choices if you want a streaming service that replicates what you get from a traditional cable package, meaning local stations plus cable channels. Before signing up, browse each service's channel listing to ensure you'll be able to watch what you want, and some services have fewer channels than others, and it varies by region, especially when it comes to local channels. Next, consider the extras each service offers. If you can't watch most of your favorites live, you'll want a generous DVR feature to record shows. Each service also offers its own mix of add-on packages and special live broadcasts. For instance, you can get a discount on NFL Sunday ticket with your favorite with YouTube TV and lots of pay-per-view sporting events on Fubo. Some cable replacement services offer a free trial period, but you need to provide your credit card info or keep track of when the trial period ends so that you won't be charged if you decide to cancel. So let's take a look at a few of these. We got DirecTV Stream. Monthly bill $80 to $165. It said this relatively pricey streaming service owned by the satellite TV company gives you more than 90 live TV channels in the entertainment plan, plus on-demand titles. The choice plan, which includes regional sports networks in both the MLB and NBA sports leagues, is now $109 a month, and the priciest plan, Premier, costs $165 a month and comes with Max, Cinemax, Paramount Plus, with Showtime and Stars. Late last year, DirecTV Stream got rid of its two-year contract requirement. Next, we got Fubo, F-U-B-O. Monthly bill $80 to $100. This is a great streaming service for sports fans. The basic $80 pro plan has 199 channels with local stations in most markets, plus lots of sports networks and many cable channels. Stepping up to the $90 elite plan gets you Fubo Extra, with 57 more sports and lifestyles channels, while the $100 premier plan has even more channels, as well as Showtime and Sports Plus, which includes NFL Red Zone. On the downside, Fubo now charges up to $15 a month extra for regional sports, depending on where you live. And then we have Hulu, coming in at $77 to $90. Hulu Plus Live TV offers 90 channels, including the major broadcast channels in most locations, along with Disney and ESPN Plus. Hulu presents an increasing number of originals such as Only Murders in the Building and Under the Bridge, along with exclusive content like FX's The Bear. The pricing tiers differ by where you see ads. The $77 plan has ads on everything. Step up to the $90 plan and you'll skip the ads on Disney Plus and Hulu Plus Live TV, while seeing ads on ESPN Plus. Several add-ons are available, including premium channels such as Max. Next, we got Philo, which is a monthly bill of $25. Philo is a great choice if you can get local broadcast via an antenna, because you get about 70 cable channels, but no local channels. Philo is backed by several investors, including A&E, AMC, Discovery, Scripps, and Paramount. It has a deal with KIN for female-focused lifestyle content and now has a second season of its original series, including Boss, a movie with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Rashida Frost. As a bonus, Philo now includes the ad-supported AMC Plus service, normally $5 a month at no extra charge. And then we got Sling TV, $40 to $60. And Sling TV has two relatively slim plans. Many people get both. The $40 orange package features about 30 cable channels, but no broadcast TV networks. There's no problem if you have an antenna and good reception. You can play content on only one TV at a time. The $45 a month Sling Blue plan supports three users and has a different mix of about 40 channels, including some local broadcasts, Fox and NBC, plus regional sports. A combined plan costs $60. Sling TV now offers ABC stations in 8 cities, but CBS locals are still missing everywhere. And lastly, we got YouTube TV with a monthly bill of $73. YouTube TV is a solid option for anyone looking to save money without giving up sports or major cable channels. It provides more than 100 channels, including all the major broadcast networks, cable channels, and sports networks such as CBS Sports, ESPN, and and Fox Sports, along with MLB, NBA, and NFL League and Network. It's also the home of the NFL Sunday Ticket, a longtime DirecTV exclusive. YouTube TV has a 4K Plus add-on, $10 a month, that lets you watch videos in 4K and view recordings offline on a mobile device. So now we'll continue with a do-a-cord or cutting test drive. Let's say you're on the fence about cutting the cord and using a cable replacement service instead. You don't need to cancel your cable contract right away. In fact, it's smarter not to do so. Some streaming services offer a one-week free trial, so you can give a few services a try while keeping your current cable contract. The differences go beyond the cable lineup. Each of these services has its own menu, and you may feel more comfortable with a particular option system. You'll also be able to see whether you actually miss any cable channels that you can't get through a service you're trying out. While you're kicking the tires on these live TV streaming services, you'll be able to see whether your internet service is fast and reliable enough. Streaming video requires a relatively fast internet connection, plus adequate Wi-Fi within your home. That's getting trickier now that many homes have a dozen or more devices connected to the internet, from laptops to phones to smart thermostats and door locks, in addition to multiple TVs. If you notice movies pausing or the images getting coarser and less detailed while you're watching, your internet connection is likely to blame. You might be able to fix that by paying more to get faster speeds or by investing in a mesh router system. But you'll want to make sure that problem is solved before canceling your cable service. And next we say, save even more. Here are some surprising ways to get a good, better deal on cable and streaming. Negotiate with your cable provider. Let's say a cable replacement streaming service looks cheaper on paper than your current cable plan, and you're willing to make a change to pay less. Before you do, call your current pay TV provider and ask to speak to someone in the retention department, and say you're planning to make a switch unless they give you a better deal. Our surveys consistently show that the majority of customers who try to negotiate are successful, winning concessions such as a better price, an extension of promotion, or premium channels at no added charge. You may end up paying less than if you cut the cord and switch to a streaming service. Then put all your streaming service subscriptions on one card. Having all the payments on a single credit card will make it easier to keep track of all your services and spot any you might want to cancel. And sign up for ad-supported streaming tiers. Many streaming services, including Disney Plus, Max, Netflix, Paramount Plus, and Peacock, now have less expensive ad-supported tiers. Some are half the price and of the ad-free versions. And then bundle your services. A number of streaming services offers bundles of content for a discount. For example, Disney offers Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $15 instead of the $25 they would cost if you subscribed separately. Sling TV gives you a $25 per month break if you get both its blue and orange plans together. Verizon Plus Play lets you bundle a few services, including Netflix and Starz, for a discount. And then drop down to a cheaper cable package. You may find that moving to a cheaper cable TV tier gives you all the content you want for less, even if you're at a streaming service or two to get what's missing. And then see whether you're eligible for a promotion. You can sometimes get a service for free through a promotion, for instance. T-Mobile offers customers deals on several services, including Apple TV Plus, Hulu, and Netflix, depending on the specifics of the customer's cellular plan. You can get Paramount Plus for free with a Walmart membership. And finally, share an account while you still can. Many people share streaming account passwords, but the clock is ticking on this trick. Services including Disney, Hulu, and Netflix are starting to limit this practice, allowing only people living in the same house to share a subscription. The same change is coming to Max. So here are some free streaming services. It's hard to beat free. The trade-off with these no-cost sources of entertainment. You'll have to watch ads. Many newer TVs also come with their own free streaming services. Samsung, for example, is called Samsung TV Plus, while LG's free streaming service is labeled LG Channels. But let's talk about some other ones. We'll start with FreeV, previously called IMDb TV. FreeV is an offshoot of Amazon Prime Video, and it offers live channels on demand, classic TV shows and movies, and some original content, fairly recent shows such as Sheets Creek and The Librarians appear alongside oldies of Bewitched, Columbo, and original shows as Judge Judy and Bosch Legacy. We got Black Fam, the streaming service backed in part by Whoopi Goldberg, is focused on Black American family entertainment with a content library that includes more than 20 syndicated series, 1,000-plus hours of new animation titles, dozens of new animated characters of color, and hundreds of hours of original music-driven content. Next is Hoopla. If you have a library card, Hoopla is your ticket to free movies, music, audiobooks, and comic books. Go to the site, find your library, and create an account with your library card. You can check out online videos as though they were books. Another library-based service, Canopy, focuses on acclaimed movies and documentaries, and Hoopla has a broader range of content. Then we have Pluto TV, owned by Paramount, has about 250 live plus on-demand channels, drawing a varied content from Paramount properties, BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, and Nickelodeon and Paramount Pictures, and networks such as AMC, Bloomberg TV, CNN, Fox Sports, and NBC's News Now. You can view now classic movies such as Titanic along with some newer content. How about the Roku channel? The Roku channel has lots of licensed TV shows and movies. There are more than 400 live channels and tens of thousands of free on-demand movies and TV shows. You can expect to see an increasing number of Roku originals. Current examples include Reptile Royalty and UFO Cowboys and the Spiderwick Chronicles. A new series called Good Cop / Bad Cop will debut next year, starring Leighton Meester and Luke Cook as an odd couple sibling detective team. Detective Tree. Now, finally, we have Tubi, which is owned by Fox. Has more than 50,000 titles, including selections from the libraries of Lionsgate, MGA, Paramount, and Warner Brothers, plus a network such as Stars. The options range from old Chuck Norris films and classic indie titles, Requiem for a Dream, to somewhat more recent movies such as Black Adam. You get full seasons of TV shows, old and relatively new. Warner Brothers Discovery is now providing 14 live channels to Tubi, plus hundreds of movies and TV shows. Next, we're going to take a look at an article that was written by Jesse Will, and it's entitled, Do You Really Need to Tip Them? And it's Consumer Reports' Ultimate Guide. Fast food counters, coffee spots, even convenience stores. Seems like you're being asked for gratuities everywhere. Here's when you don't have to pay, and when you might want to, and then how much. Perhaps you stumbled into this scenario at an airport scrambling to buy a snack and a bottle of water before a flight. You find a checkout kiosk and tap your card. The machine asks you'd like to add a tip. But for whom? The employee in the corner hanging bags of Cheez-Its? Well, maybe you had this experience. You're at a trendy restaurant where you go to the to a counter to order food that you brought to your own table. After you collect your own silverware, when you're asked to pay, the counter person spins a screen to reveal tip increments of 20 to 30% for services on food and drinks you haven't even received yet. Welcome to the new and normal in tipping, being put on the spot to leave a gratuity in situations you never used to be. It can be confusing and frustrating, and not to mention guilt-inducing, especially if there are prying eyes behind you in line watching what you select on the screen. And we're not only being asked to tip more often, there's also what's known as tip inflation, where you're being asked to tip at higher amounts. A recent nationally representative consumer reports of 2,027 U.S. adults found that 64% said they were being asked to tip much or somewhat more than they were 5 years ago, and over half said they felt they'd been pressured to leave a bigger tip than they wanted to. Tipping is broken, says Harlan Scott, a hospitality consultant and restaurateur in Austin, Texas. You often don't know if you're tipping to get or to give by an employee making $20 an hour or a little bonus, or if you need a tip to subsidize someone being paid a minimum wage. Also unclear whether the person you're tipping gets the traditional benefits through their employer. It's a tremendous amount of pressure over the counter. Tipping expert Mike Lynn, who was a PhD at Cornell University, a professor of consumer behavior and marketing, who has published more than 80 academic papers on tipping, points to a perfect storm behind the recent shift in tipping culture based on three forces. First, technology facilitated the process in the early 2010s, allowing businesses to use tablet-based point-of-sale systems that requests tips with a tap of a screen, reducing the awkwardness that can be associated when asking for one. Then came COVID-19. During the pandemic, people started tipping larger amounts and for services they didn't usually tip for, Lynn says. When businesses noted that it gave them permission to start asking for tipping in new contexts and to start asking for larger amounts. Third, the current close to full employment market coupled with inflation has made tipping an attractive option for businesses. It's a way to boost employee earnings without directly or increasing prices or wages. But that doesn't mean you should feel guilted into providing a different tip amount than you mean to, whether it's for a cup of coffee or an afternoon at the salon. It's true that you're tipping more than ever, but we need to be a little bit more selective about how much we're tipping and why, says Jacqueline Whitmore, an etiquette expert in Florida and founder of the Protocol School of Palm Beach. We consulted Whitmore and other experts to navigate real-life situations and offer clear solutions for making quick, informed decisions, empowering you to tip or not with confidence. Well, let's start with dining out etiquette. Signing a restaurant bill isn't straightforward anymore. A tip of 15 to 20% or higher before tax for exceptional service is still standard. But what if you bus your own table? A tip line on the receipt has been added even though you've already been charged a gratuity. The scenario, the bill for your group dinner includes a 20% automatic gratuity. Yet on the receipt, there's a handwritten thanks for your server and a line for an additional tip. Isn't the auto tip enough? The move, unless your service is truly exceptional, leave it as it is. You're not obligated to tip extra, Whitmore says. You get partial service. Scenario, at a casual eatery, you order at a counter but are served at the table. The payment screen asks for a tip at the time of ordering. How much for this half-self, half-served experience? The move, consider tipping a mid-range amount, perhaps 10%, that reflects the hybrid nature of the service experience. You're asked for your tip when picking up fast food. scenario. You're collecting your order at the counter when a staff member spins the screen, suggesting a 20% for handing over your pizza and salad. The move, when minimal service is involved, consider a few bucks or none at all. You won't be alone. Recent surveys have shown that around 40% of consumers tip for food pickup, Lynn says. That's not a majority, and you don't have to submit to pressure as much as you think. And then you're ordering with a QR code. At a new restaurant, you order and pay with a QR code instead of dealing with a waiter, but then you're asked for a tip. As with the counter, the move, by the way, as with the counter service, make a judgment call and tip only for the actual service level you receive. Is the food delivered to you? Did you have to set up and clear your own table? You might want to give the waiter something, but it's not going to be 20% of the entire bill, says Diane Gutzman, an etiquette expert. It's more of what you feel is appropriate. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack, and I've been reading from the July edition of Consumer Reports. Bob Massa, so long until the next time.